With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Tom Cotton says the White House is being deceptive about its arms shipments to Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cotton says when it comes to arms shipments for Israel,
the Biden administration has engaged in bureaucratic sleight of hand in recent months to slow down the delivery of weapons.
Cotton says the administration is able to use convoluted rules for notifying Congress about shipments to say it's sending arms even when it's not. Behind all that, Cotton says, is a morbid fear of escalating tensions even when Iran's proxies increase their attacks on Israel.
At every turn, when our enemies threaten anything, Joe Biden and Tony Blinken immediately jump up on a table scared to death like an elephant who's seen a mouse.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, George Latimer has defeated U.S. Representative Jamal Bowman of New York in a Democratic primary. U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado has won the Republican primary in a House race she jumped into last year after switching districts. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has landed in Australia. That's after walking free from a U.S. court.
There's been a lot of praise for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. He's made it clear since he came to power that he wanted to see Julian Assange back. But it wasn't just a campaign by one Prime Minister. He's got cross-party support for this. It was back in October. He was at the White House. He brought up the issue of Julian Assange. Prior to that, there was a cross-party parliamentary group who came to Washington to lobby US lawmakers to say that they wanted to see Julian Assange back, that enough was enough. The case had been going on for too long.
BBC correspondent Katie Watson in Canberra, Australia. The Dow is up 50 points and the NASDAQ is adding 51. This is SRN News. A top pro-life leader celebrating the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court striking down the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion.
As we think about the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision, we need to understand that the biggest lesson is that it was absolutely necessary, but it was not sufficient. It was absolutely necessary that Roe be reversed, and we need to thank God. We need to thank God with sober and with determined hearts, with thankful hearts, that Roe was reversed.
But Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the pro-life community still has much work to do.
We need to understand that ever since the Dobbs decision and the reversal of Roe happened, the pro-life movement's been on the defensive in the United States, and we are so in the year 2024.
In his podcast, The Briefing, Mohler encourages pro-life Americans to be encouraged and stay engaged in the moral struggle to preserve the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. In consumer news, federal food safety regulators warning Bimbo Bakeries USA to stop using misleading labels.
Those labels say products contain potentially dangerous allergens when they don't. Bimbo is the company behind major baked goods brands such as Sara Lee, Thomas Oral Wheat, and Entenmann's. U.S. Food and Drug Administration inspectors found that the company listed ingredients such as sesame or tree nuts on labels when they weren't in the foods. FDA officials say food labels must be truthful. They also say labeling is not a substitute for preventing cross-contamination. Bimbo says it's working with the FDA to resolve the issue. Keith Peters reporting.
Texas will execute Ramiro Gonzalez, who admitted that he kidnapped and fatally shot the 18-year-old girlfriend of his drug dealer. Gonzalez is set to receive a lethal injection in Huntsville. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.